worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Verses 1 through 20, Luke chapter 2. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the wonderful story of Christmas, the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the greatest gift the world has ever known. Thank you for the opportunity for us to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And thank you for the wonderful privilege of being able to be a part of the wonderful work of telling the world about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the salvation that he brings. Lord, anoint us all afresh with an anointing that would encourage us to be bright, shining witnesses every day of our lives throughout the Christmas season and beyond, knowing that every day is a day to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ and point people to him and let people know that he is the Savior of the world who's brought salvation to us all. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're blessed to have with us in studio today Pastor Jerry Lawson, and he's with us here to help share with us about this opportunity God has given us all to be witnesses during the Christmas season as we share the AFA Christmas buttons as a wonderful witnessing tool. Brother Jerry, thanks for being with us today.
It's a joy to be here. Thank you, Joseph.
Good to have you. Would you take a moment to further introduce yourself to our listeners so they'll know a little bit more about who Pastor Jerry Lawson is?
Well, I gave my life to Jesus when I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And at 14, the Lord moved upon my heart and called me into the ministry. So this is my 53rd year in the ministry. Mm-hmm. I preached my first sermon when I was 14 years old. And then my parents had to drive me to various churches that would invite me to come and mm-hmm. suffer through my presentation. And over the years, the joy and the peace that I've experienced in my life has come from just sharing my faith with others. And for the past 22 years, I have lived in Choctaw County down in Ackerman and mm-hmm. pastored the Enon Cumberland Presbyterian Church.
Okay. And of course, you were here with us. You shared wonderfully in devotion about just some of your work and your journey as you've both been a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ and how you've used the buttons, the Christmas buttons as well. And I want to say to all of our listeners, this Christmas season, we want to encourage you to let others know why you celebrate Christmas by wearing and sharing the attractive Jesus He Came For You Christmas buttons that we provide here at AFA. To get the buttons or to learn more about how to obtain them, go to afastore.net. Again, that's afastore.net. It's a fun and a simple way to remind friends, family, co-workers, and fellow church members and anyone else that you meet that without Christ, there would be no Christmas. And the AFA Christmas buttons are a great conversation starter as well. So, Brother Jerry, I want to ask if you'll share, and of course you have so many stories of how this is something that you've used as a witness with your church for years. Would you share with our listeners a little bit about just the journey you've had in using these as a witness tool?
Well, Brother Joseph, this time of year, people begin to think of other people. Mm-hmm. I see single mothers that they want a Christmas for their children. Mm-hmm. I see fathers who struggling to make ends meet. They want to provide something for their family for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And this time of year, people are very receptive. Their hearts are very open to the gospel. Mm-hmm. And I guess for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've had so many people to come by and say, Brother Jerry, can you help us this year because of this or this or this? Mm-hmm. We have needs. And so people's hearts open to share the gospel with them. Mm-hmm. Jesus asked the question, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to take up your pallet and walk? To say I'm going to pray for you, that's good. But to be able in a tangible way to do something for them is going to make a mark on their life. And you remind them, who's the original giver in life? Who helps to release us from the burdens, the trials, and tribulations that we have? Who can bring me joy and peace this time of year and throughout the year? And that'll only come from one source. There's only one person that can lift your burdens, that wants to take your yoke upon Him and help you to bear the struggles in life. And Jesus said, I come that you might have rest, life, abundant life. And so I enjoy, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? What can I do to help this person out? And He always provides the resources.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, something else, Brother Jerry, that I like to regularly challenge believers to do, particularly during the Christmas season, is, and part of it is because, sadly, many people have never done it, but I want to challenge every single listener, and I want to keep doing it throughout the Christmas season. Take time to read through all the Christmas readings, the Christmas narratives. That's the big fancy word for it, but the Christmas readings. Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2, they contain what you'd call the entire, quote-unquote, traditional Christmas story. And one of the reasons, Brother Jerry, that's important is because for many believers, they've never read all the way through them during Christmas season. But the reality is there's so much that you miss out in understanding what the Christmas message is about, because the story of the birth of John the Baptist is a huge part of the Christmas story.
Yes, it is.
But many people have missed out on that, because often in Christmas traditional readings, that's not included. But it helps you better understand Mary's journey when you understand how Elizabeth, the mother of John, played a very important role. But the whole story is such a powerful one, the story of Simeon and Hannah as well. They're left out too often for many people. So I would challenge every single listener, you and your family, take time to read all the way through Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. And especially parents with young children, let the children read out loud to you. And when they stop and ask questions, because they're going to do that, they're going to stop and say, why did he do that? Why did they say this? Because it's such a fascinating and a wonderful story. So during your Christmas season, it's more important than Christmas shopping and all this other stuff. Read through all the Christmas stories, because it powerfully helps us better understand who Jesus is, what he came to do, and his journey as well. But there will be things you'll learn about Christ in Christmas that you didn't know if you don't take time to do it. So every listener. And if you're listening and you ask yourself, well, is he talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody listening, because you're going to miss out on some of Christmas if you fail to take time to do that. So I hope you'll take time to do that as well. And Brother Jerry, any thoughts you want to share about why that's important?
Well, I'm sitting here amused because so many people have never taken time to read the Christmas story.
That's right.
But then if you go back into the Old Testament, so much there that is concealed is not revealed until you get to the New Testament.
That's right.
And we don't open a gift at the Lawson home on Christmas Day until we go through and we read the Christmas stories. Mm-hmm. It's important for my children and my grandchildren to know why we have gifts and where that blessing came from.
That's
and
right.
From Scripture, like with the wise men, the gifts that were given, God has inspired us to give by the gift that we have received from Him, which is salvation in Christ.
That's right. That's right. And so again, once again, we want to encourage you to get involved with this wonderful quote-unquote campaign to help us to point people to Jesus Christ as being the center of Christmas. Since the very first AFA Christmas button was introduced years ago, the American Family Association has encouraged Christians to use the buttons and to publicly proclaim with the use of the buttons that the Christmas season is all about Jesus and Jesus Christ. So we want to encourage you to remind everyone about the one who gave the ultimate gift, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And these buttons, they come in packs of 10, perfectly designed to wear and share, and you can order them in sets of 10. And remember, the more you buy, the more you can save in terms of numbers as well. So again, to get them, go to afastore.net. Again, that's afastore.net. Or you can call to order 1-877-927-4917. Brother Jerry, would you share with our listeners again just some of the adventures you've had as you've really made it a priority to really use the Christmas buttons as a witness tool?
I wear the button. I've got it on my coat. I have it on my blazer. I have it on my shirt. And I leave it on during the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
We're to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And sometimes witnessing can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put that button on, you have already given to the Lord the opportunity to draw somebody to that button.
Mm-hmm.
And when a person says, I like that button. Brother Jerry, where did you get it? I've got a button here for you. God intends for you to have this button and to wear it and to share it with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And as I go through the community in Ackerman, there shouldn't be a person in Choctaw County that does not have a button. And I encourage every listener in Choctaw County, get that button off the dresser, get it off the refrigerator, put it on, and go out into the community and be proud of that button.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you go forth and you express your faith in Jesus Christ, God's going to lead someone to you that has a need, or he's going to give you an opportunity to share your faith in a non-threatening way with another person. And that's our purpose in life, is to people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and we're, as you said in your prayer, we're to shine for the Lord. And one of the best ways to do that is to light the candle of this button and not put it under a bushel basket.
That's right. That's right. Again, if you'd like to get order the button, the Christmas buttons, go to afastore.net. Again, that's afastore.net. Our in-studio guest is Pastor Jerry Lawson. We'll be right back. Of Michael W. Smith, the song Christmas Time. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're blessed to have with us in studio today Pastor Jerry Lawson, and today we're reminding and encouraging our listeners to get involved with this wonderful opportunity of being a bright, shining witness for Jesus Christ by using the Christmas buttons that we provide. Again, simply go to afastore.net if you'd like to learn more about the Christmas buttons that AFA provides. Or if you want to order, then they come in packs of 10. Hope that you'll take time to do that again. That's afastore.net. Well, as we begin this segment, I'm going to read the passage, Brother Jerry, from Matthew chapter 2. And I want to look at some ways that we can look at the lives of the wise men, the powerful story that's a part of the Christmas story in Matthew chapter 2, the ways their lives are such wonderful role models for us as being witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. We pick up in Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Verses 1 through 12, Matthew chapter 2. Now, Brother Jared, before you share thoughts, would you take a moment to pray for listeners to really grasp that God has so much to teach us and that we can draw from as we simply look at what he's telling us as we look at the lives of the wise? And would you pray for our listeners in that regard, please?
Father, I thank you that
thank you, Lord. Bless you.
You are the master designer
yes,
and
Lord.
Creator. And Father, you have a plan for each person's life.
Yes, Lord.
And just Jesus. As with the wise men, our journey of faith begins with one step.
Thank you, Lord.
They were Jesus. Divinely inspired. We all know
Jesus.
In life what we should and should not do.
Thank you.
And
Jesus.
In a little church service, I knew that I was to invite Jesus Christ into my heart.
Yes,
I did not know.
Jesus.
I did not understand why. But I took that first step just like the wise men took. And it started me on a journey that has brought joy, peace, and the love of God into my life. And Father, there are people under the sound of this voice right now. They're struggling.
Jesus.
That struggle can only be overcome.
Thank you.
The restlessness of your life is caused by godlessness
thank
in
you.
A life.
Jesus.
It was for me. It is for you. And Father, I just thank you that as people will respond as the wise men by faith, their destination is going to be joy, love, and peace
yes.
in their life in this world today as well as the life to come. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Jerry. I want to ask if you'll take time, just insights or thoughts that are on your heart about this powerful and wonderful part of the Christmas story.
The wise men were divinely inspired.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come up with that. It was the Lord that touched them in their spirit, in their soul.
Mm-hmm.
They saw a light,
mm-hmm.
and it compelled them.
Mm-hmm.
James 4:17 says, "For him who knows to do right and does not do it, it
mm-hmm.
is a sin."
Mm-hmm.
They knew. They didn't know why or understand, but they knew it was necessary, Joseph, to follow that star.
Mm-hmm.
There was something so compelling, they could not resist it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about their life if they had never taken that first step.
Mm-hmm.
If they'd never began the journey, they would have missed out on a life of a lifetime.
That's right.
And in John chapter 4, there's a verse here.
Mm-hmm.
In him was life. And the life was the light of men. It's in living that life that Jesus desires us to live
mm-hmm.
that we begin to understand what God desires in our lives and from us as a witness. As they begin to make that journey, there was an inspiration that would begin to glow in their life, and they knew there was a destination
mm-hmm.
that they had to reach,
mm-hmm.
and nothing was going to deny them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the life that becomes the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason, even with these buttons, it's going and sharing those buttons with others. It's the joy
mm-hmm.
that I receive, and it compels me to call Buddy Smith up and say, I need another 500 buttons. And it's this journey over this next 30 days that's the gift of Christmas for me. It's God has blessed me with everything
mm-hmm.
that I need. The joy and peace that I experience this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm compelled.
Mm.
I want other people to experience the peace that I have in my heart.
That's right.
And even as you journey along the way, God's going to protect you. Nothing can deny you reaching God's destination for your life.
Mm-hmm.
He has that design for your life. When the Lord says, my yoke is easy, what he is saying, my life for your life, is very well fitting. It's exactly the life you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And they were divinely warned that there were a lot of evil in the world that wanted to hurt this Christ child.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk with the Lord, the life illuminates and gives you an understanding of the pearls that are out there that can destroy you in life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so when we do what is right, then we are protected by the Word of God and the will of God in our life. Mm-hmm. And as you continue the journey, yeah, the gospel song says it gets sweeter as the days go by. It really does.
That's right.
So many in the church today have missed out on the opportunity to do things for others and then to perceive the blessing that God has put into their life.
Hmm. You know, I appreciate you sharing some of those insights about just the wonderful ways that we can look at the life of the wise men. You know, one of the many things that are so powerful about this story that come to my mind is that even though they weren't Jews, they came to the Jewish community and they'd come a long way to find Christ. And the one of the beauties is too is that apparently they knew a lot more than people might realize, though, because again, they purchased gifts that were both prophetic and profound and practical, you know, that were for the Lord Jesus Christ and his family. And of course, all of this indicates some critical things. Number one is they apparently both knew God and they were listening to God. And part of their listening to God was God gave them clear directions about, again, what gifts to bring. And also, when you look up in the sky and see a star, anybody can see the star, but they knew what it meant. It was pointing to the King of the Jews, and they knew he wasn't just King of the Jews, he was the King of the universe. But they came a long way to worship him, and not to ask the king for something. They came to worship him and to bring gifts to him. And there's so many of these critical lessons we can learn from them, because these are the same kinds of things God calls us to do, that, again, we're to be seeking him and listening to him in our life. And you know, when people use the word seek, I learned that the word seek means to research, and that's powerful. We're supposed to be researching God as we read and study the Word of God on a daily basis. That's why it's so sad when believers just say, well, I don't have time to read my Bible, or I'm just so busy, I just can't get around to it. You know, like one preacher said that the Greek word for that excuse is baloney. You know, you and I have time for what we want to do. And the beauty is, as we read and study the Word of God, we're researching Christ, learning more about him, but also he's listening and telling us what we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so the gifts were powerful gifts, but gifts that blessed them. But also, a whole other side of it too was, as I heard one minister explain, that the gifts were prophetic in this sense that, of course, the gift of gold is a gift you give to a king, the gift of frankincense, the gift you give to a high priest, and myrrh, the gift you give for someone for their burial as well. And they pointed to what Christ came to do, to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came to be our great high priest, and he came to be our sacrifice, who would come and live and die for us as well. And so they were listening a lot to God. And what a whole other side, Brother Jerry, and I want to ask you your thoughts about this. When they arrived there, it seems like they should have been looking for the Messiah too. But Herod and Jerusalem is upset. They're not happy at the news, and nobody follows the wise men. You'd think, well, if they were looking for the Messiah, they thought, well, you found him, let's all go. But it doesn't indicate anybody followed the wise men. So the witness of the wise men is so powerful in that they came a long way to find the king, they came a long way to worship, they came a long way to give to him, but they kept going even when others didn't go with them. And so there's so many truths and insights about the wise men that are powerful, but things we need to learn and listen and learn from as well.
Well, Jesus would say to the Father, I thank you that you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent. Mm-hmm. You're right. You would think those who knew the prophecies of the Old Testament would have been quite eager to follow the wise men.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't meant to be. God hid it from them and inspired these simple Gentiles to go.
Mm-hmm.
And as you read Scripture, Joseph, you and I will see and understand things differently. I see the wise men coming to Mary and Joseph. Mm-hmm. I understand that a journey is going to have to be made down into Egypt to protect the child.
We're coming up on a break, and we're going to have to pick up on the other side. Our in-studio guest today is Pastor Jerry Lawson, and we're talking about the Christmas buttons. We'll be right back after this break. Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Music of Christmas. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Pastor Jerry Lawson, and today we're encouraging believers to get involved with this wonderful opportunity to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ during the Christmas season by getting some of the AFA Christmas buttons. The message on the button says, Jesus, He came for you. And the website to go to order them. Again, the buttons come in packs of 10, perfectly designed to wear and share. And you can order sets of 10 and use them as a wonderful witness tool. The website, again, is afastore.net. Again, that's afastore.net. Brother Jerry, the break came up at an inopportune time and kind of interrupted you there, but you were sharing about your thoughts about the witness of the wise man.
Well, you had mentioned about the gifts and the meaning of the gifts, and what went through my mind, Brother Joseph, was the fact that God knows what we have need of before we ask. Mm-hmm. He had a journey ahead for Joseph and Mary and that child. And the Christ child, we know, was born into very meager circumstances. But yet the goal that was provided to Mary and Joseph was the resources they needed to flee down into Egypt. Mm-hmm. And that's the joy I have of, I don't know what tomorrow will hold for me, but I know that God's provisions will be sufficient for anything that I experience in tomorrow. And for those who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I just have a heavy, heavy heart, because life in this world can be a heavy burden, can be so difficult. And Jesus says, come unto me, I want to give you rest. And so that's the joy of this time of year, especially, is being able to share Christ with others.
That's right. That's right. And you know, Brother Jerry, and you just, as you just alluded to as well, here during the Christmas season, for many people, they have just sometimes a much greater openness to the gospel because it is the Christmas season. And I think as believers, it's important for us to seek to make the most of this opportunity. It's a time of year in which many other people, they'll utter the name of Jesus, whether it's accidental or on purpose, because it's Christmas and around Christmas time. And so I think in many ways you'll find people a little bit or a lot more open to the gospel than they would any other time of the year. So we should make the most of these opportunities and be bright, shining witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, wearing a Christmas button, but also giving out gospel tracts wherever you may choose to go, being quick to ask people, hey, how can I pray for you? Or invite them to church. You know, many believers don't make a habit of inviting people to church. And there are a lot of folks that if somebody would invite them, they would come. And sometimes they may decide, I'm not going to your church, but I do need to get back in church. I'm going back to my home church. So the invitation to church, giving out a gospel tract, asking people how I can pray for you, so many ways we can witness, and that's to be a lifestyle. Not something we do from time to time, but a lifestyle. And especially during Christmas time, there are lots of people that are ready to get saved if God's people will, if we'll just do our job. Would you take a moment at this time, Brother Jerry? There might be somebody listening who's never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they enjoy Christmas and Christmas season, but they've never come to realize that Jesus is what Christmas is all about, but that they're open and maybe want to give their life to Christ during this season. Would you invite them to make that step?
Joseph, I'd like to share with you just a moment.
Okay.
I have a tract that I keep with me everywhere I go. I was in Washington, D.C. several years ago. I was at the harbor, and I was in a big conference. And I had been praying and asking the Lord to give me a tract that I could hand out and talk to people about their need to invite Christ into their heart. In this meeting, I received this inspiration, like the wise men, to get up and go outside. And I go into this big atrium. There's thousands of people out there, and I'm just standing there wondering, what am I doing here? And then I noticed a man looking at me. And as I stood there, he started approaching me, and there was kind of a fear that came up over me because he'd been looking at me for several moments. And he walked up, and he said, your name's Jerry Lawson. And I said, yes, sir, I'm Jerry Lawson. Do I know you? And he said, no. But he said, you've been praying and asked in the Lord for a track. And I said, yes, sir, I have. And he pulled out, and he handed me this card. And I started ordering these cards. I have ordered thousands of them. And it says, Steps to Peace with God. And if you open it up, it says on page 2, sin separates you from God, and some verses. If you open it again, Joseph, God's bridge is the cross. Jesus died for your sins. And if you open it again, it's a fascinating card, isn't it? How do I trust Jesus as my Lord and Savior? So I knew the Lord had given me this card. Now, how am I to use it, Lord? Jerry, I'm going to introduce you to people that are hurting. You're going to pull out and you're going to give them a card. And you're going to tell them, don't throw this card away. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your dresser. Mm-hmm. But in the next 2 weeks, something's going to happen in your life, and you're going to know that God intended for you to receive this card today. You will forget about me, but you remember to pick this card up and to go through it and invite Christ into your life, and it will be changed. Mm-hmm. Joseph, I've had people call me up and say, well, Brother Lawson, Mr. Lawson, you were right. 2 weeks after you gave me that card, this happened in my life, and I knew God intended for me to have that card. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe once I pass this seat out or this button, then I put it into God's hands to sprout it and to grow it. Mm-hmm. And it's been a joy for me. There are so many times that I leave a meeting or I go somewhere and I'm wondering, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I see a person that's hurting and my heart I have a heavy heart for them. They're going to get a card, and during the Christmas season, they'll get a card and a button.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So many opportunities that God has given you.
They're out there.
As you've listened and obeyed.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord will bring those people to you that he wants you to witness to, because he wants you to be successful in your witnessing. Mm-hmm. And he'll give you the permission, and it may be that they will ask you about your button or your faith. Mm-hmm. But John chapter 4, Jesus and the woman at the well, a lot of times just ask a question and start a dialogue with someone, and the Lord will provoke them to ask a question that then opens the door to talk to them about your faith.
That's good. That's good. Well, would you take a moment now specifically there may be listeners that have never accepted Jesus, but God brought them to listen just at this time so that they could make that important step. Would you invite them to pray with you to make that step?
Father, I thank you for the privilege of sharing with others what you mean to me. And Father, there may be somebody out there on the radio right now, and they're wondering, why in the world did I turn to this channel? And Father, you captivated them. And now, Father, they're listening. They're hurting. They're struggling. We've all been there. But Father, I would compel, by the strongest urge, that the Holy Spirit would move upon their life. Yes, and Father, where they're at, just invite Christ into your heart. Pull over on the side of the road. Get by the side of the bed. Just bow your head. And Father, I don't really know and understand exactly what I'm doing, but I'm inspired to just invite Jesus Christ into my life. Jesus. And to acknowledge the life that I have been living. Father, it's been a very difficult life with many heavy burdens, and now I'm inviting you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Father, restore me to a relationship with the eternal Father. And I pray, Jesus, that this Christmas season, that there are people out there who are hurting and will take that step of faith and begin a journey like the wise men did. They didn't know where they were going, but they sure enjoyed the destination when they got there, and they knew that was exactly what God wanted for their life. And inviting Christ into your heart this Christmas season, this is exactly what God desires for you, that none should perish, but that all should be saved. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life and into the life of my wife and children. And I pray for American Family Radio that this ministry would continue to be blessed. Yes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chair. Appreciate that so much. And let me say to all of our listeners, if you're one who's listening and you prayed with Brother Jerry and you gave and committed your heart and your life to the Lord, please get in touch with us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Or you can call us at 662-844-5036, extension 381. That'll get you to me. Again, that's 662-844-5036. We invite you to make that step. And we'd like to, if you'll call us and contact us, we'd like to send you some material that can help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk in faith with the Lord. So hope you'll get in touch with us. Once again, the email, jparker@afa.net. Or you can call us at 662-844-5036, extension 381. Well, Brother Jerry, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been an honor to have you once again.
It's been a joy for me to be here, and I thank you, Brother Joseph.
All right. And again, I appreciate you sharing once again about this great gospel tract that's put out by the Billy Graham Association, Steps to Peace with God, a wonderful little tool. And I want to challenge and encourage every believer listening, keep in mind that the devil wants so much to make you think of witnessing as being a burden and a big responsibility. It's a privilege and it's a joy able to share about Jesus Christ. And don't think of it as something I have to do. Think of it as something that you get to do because you get to tell others about Jesus Christ, the wonderful, greatest gift the world has ever known that came to the world on that first Christmas. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.